Geek Radio Daily, for here it is.
Finally, Frackin' Friday.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to it. It is Friday, July 2nd, 2010. All the geek without the weight coming at you. And since it is Friday and a holiday weekend for some of us in the world, I won't say who, but I think you know. We'll be looking at your movies coming out. Of course, your geekified news is on the way. With the party people ready to bring the weekend, it's the Flintstress.
Hello. Would you like to have a roll in the hay?
Roll in the hay.
Well, certainly. I think I've earned it. I am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
To the dashing hero like me on the case, how can we fail?
How we could. So, yeah, thanks for being here. We'll get to all that fun stuff in a minute. But you know, getting the stuff that came first. July 2nd, 1776, New Jersey gave all inhabitants of adult age with net worth of 50 pounds the right to vote. Then they realized that this would give women the right to vote, so they changed it to free white males 31 years later. Way to be right on top of it, guys.
Nice. In 1843, an alligator fell from the sky during a Charleston, what? South Carolina thunderstorm. It's raining alligators.
Sci-fi channel. 1850, Benjamin L. Lane patented a gas mask with self-contained breathing apparatus.
In 1881, President James A. Garfield was shot by Charles J. Gautier. I don't know.
Sure, why not?
A disappointed office seeker at the Washington Railroad Station. And later on in September, he died.
Wow. 1900, the first flight of a Zeppelin, the LZ-1. Led Zeppelin 1? Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
I was thinking steampunk Zeppelin.
Okay.
Yeah, but in 1901.
That would be SPZ.
Whatever. In 1901, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid robbed a train of $40,000 in Wagner, Montana.
Raindrops keep. 1915, a German professor from Cornell University exploded a bomb in the U.S. Senate. Boom. All right.
Remember boom. Sonic Boom. Boom. In 1937, Amelia Earhart disappeared over the Pacific during an attempt to be the first woman to fly solo around the world. Bermuda Triangle, who knows what.
1951, late sea astronomers discovered a radio signal out of the Milky Way system. What, didn't that prove something there?
You'd okay. think. Well, all right. In 1955, The Lawrence Welk Show premiered on ABC.
1956, Elvis Presley recorded Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel, not in a tuxedo.
In 1959, Plan 9 from Outer Space, one of the worst films ever, premiered in theaters in the USA.
1961, Ernest Hemingway committed suicide by shooting himself with a 12-gauge shotgun, and really, there's better ways to do it.
Sure. And 1964, President Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act.
1969, Ralph Nader warned that loud rock music threatened to produce a nation of hearing-impaired people. What? Sorry. It's the easy
if it's
joke.
Too loud, you're too old.
There you go.
In 1979, the Susan B. Anthony dollar, the first U.S. coin to honor a woman, was issued.
1982, Larry Walters, using a lawn chair hoisted by 42 helium weather balloons, rose to 16,000 feet after taking off from San Pedro, California.
I do a story with this in my classroom.
Oh, yeah?
Sad news. In 1994, Colombian soccer player Andres Escobar was murdered by an irate fan who had bet that they would win and lost a bunch of money. He accidentally scored an own goal against the U.S. and blew their chances of a World Cup. Yeah.
Okay. See? Okay. 2002, balloonist Steve Fawcett became the first human being to fly a hot air balloon around the globe nonstop because it's just a big balloon day. Birthdays? Which have
Staying
balloons?
Out with Lindsay Lohan. She's 24.
I'm
she looks 34. Yeah,
she looks like a bad 34. Ashley Tisdale is 25. Sharpay in High School Musical.
Is that her actual name?
That's
isn't
what
that
it
a
says.
Marker?
That's it. Isn't it a dog?
And Michelle Branch is 27, singer-songwriter.
She's in The Wreckers, too. Yep. That's cool. Terry Rossio is 50, screenwriter for the Pirates of the Caribbean movie series.
Mm. Jerry Hall, best known as Mick Jagger's longtime companion and common law wife, is 54.
Larry David, 63, producer, writer of Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm, and is the basis for George.
Hmm. Vicente Fox is 68, former president of Mexico.
Polly Holiday is 73. She was Flo on Alice. You can kiss her grits because she was in Gremlins, too.
Richard Petty, legendary NASCAR driver, is 73.
No longer with us, Ron Silver, born in 1946, was Bruno in the West Wing, and of course was in Time Cop. With Jean-Claude. Dave Thomas of Wendy's, born in 1932. And Medgar Evans, born in 1925, African-American civil rights activist. Lots of folks today. Happy birthday to everybody, even if it's not your birthday, because we're nice folks. TV?
On CBS, we have a rerun of Medium, but followed by the new episode of Flashpoint and a new episode of Miami Medical.
Nice. Tonight on ABC, it's Wife Swap, followed by America Celebrates July 4th. Wait a minute. That's
just how we do it.
New 2020.
On NBC, we have a new episode of Friday Night Lights.
Tammy feels distant from her husband. Did not see that coming.
Wow. Followed by just Dateline NBC.
CW's got a rerun of Smallville and Supernatural is on as well.
Fox has reruns of House and The Good Guys.
CMT is showing Maverick. The Mel Gibson Maverick.
That's a fun little movie.
Remember Mel Gibson before we absolutely knew he was racist? Aw, good times.
AMC has The Horse Soldiers, followed by The Wings of Eagles. Animal themes.
FX is showing Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Ugh.
Twice.
At least it's not the Squeakquel.
Still, I mean, it's still just not good. Sci-Fi Channel's got Merlin. It's The Last Dragon Lord is on this evening.
Hmm. FMC Fox Movie Channel has Patton.
You're going to win this. Okay. Well, George C. Scott and that ginormous flag. It's crazy. Turner Classic Movies, get ready to queue up your Pink Floyd. It's Wizard of Oz.
TNT has Unlawful Entry, followed by The General's Daughter.
Really good a cat bad. Okay. Really good a bad cop movie. You turned it into a much better joke than I tried to step on. BBC America show Blame It on Rio. Watch Michael Caine and Joseph Bologna go hang out at topless beaches. And, Michael Caine sleeps with that dude's daughter. Oh, dude. It's like Girls Gone Wild, except, I know they really do. VH1, the naughtiest celebrity scandals. There's 40 of them. But if you're watching anything, it is going to be on that there are Lifetime Television
for women.
Because a scorned teen seeks revenge upon those she believes wronged her, including a teacher and his girlfriend. Tonight, Rose McGowan and Alex MacArthur face Devil in the Flesh.
No blasted lettuce today.
No, there's nothing. So,
I guess people are getting ready for the holiday.
It's got to be. You know, people took off early because, here in the colonies, if you will, we like to celebrate the freedom of our country by blowing up a small part of it, which we'll be doing on July 4th. And that's after we wake up hungover from the party that we're going to on July 3rd.
And all of our Canadian listeners were busy celebrating Canada Day yesterday.
That's right. So, Dominion Day, if that's how you like it. So if you'd like to drop a note after all the festivities, and remember, sparklers can hurt you too. Trust me, I know. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Friday means a look at your new movies coming out and your geekified news coming up this July 2nd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Elite Beat Agents, Swap Tree, Knight Rider, Audiobooks, Six Zombie Kids in the Middle of the Night, Ocarinas, Exoforce, USB Bracelets, Balticon, Stranger Things, Cats on Vacation, Pokemon, Disney World Laser Battle, Album Art, Mopod, Tin Man, and if you think that's geeky, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm Doug Rapson, and if you give me 15 minutes a week, I'll give you a pat on the head, a shot of geek in the arm, and a thought or two from your fellow netizens. Geek Acres, the podcast. It's more fun than a clone vampire superhero dual-wielding lightsaber nunchucks because, lightsabers equals cool. Nunchucks equals cool. Lightsaber nunchucks? Unbelievable. Check it out weekly at geekacres.net or set it and forget it by searching Geek Acres in iTunes.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave.
And this is Barry at Screen Geeks Radio.
And you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Your one-stop shop, I know it's mine, for all your daily dose of geeky, goody, creamy goodness.
Hey, I'm down with GRD.
Dude, sound wider.
Hey, man, I'm down with GRD.
Yeah, you know me.
You really have to go check out Screen Geeks. Two episodes ago, they reviewed Remember Me. Huh?
Wow.
How's that for taking one for the team?
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Tons of people do, and some people go, let's just do more of the same. And so stuff like that's coming out this weekend just for you.
Starting with the Twilight Saga Eclipse.
Speaking of Remember Me.
Robert Pattinson and Taylor Lautner return in the third installment of the blockbuster supernatural romance saga.
How come no one is ever on Team Bella? You notice that?
We should. We should start t-shirts and say Team Bella.
I don't think anybody likes Bella. So I've heard it's the best of them so far. Take that how you will. So for fans of the franchise, you're going to love it. For people that are not fans of the franchise, I guess this one's just slightly more tolerable. And apparently there's a very cool scene that will remind you of Brokeback Mountain. Several reviewers have pointed this out without talking to each other. That's funny. Also, M. Night Shyamalan's...
Shyamalan Ding Dong?
That's just so wrong of us. The Last Airbender is out. This is Avatar, The Last Airbender, if you watch the Nickelodeon cartoon. It's we're in the future. We're split up in like little tribes of folks, and there's one of each person in these tribes that can access the element. So if this, of course, is about the Last Airbender. Does it have a twist? I haven't the slightest idea. But I guess we'll see. Limited release. There's a great directors. A celebration of filmmaking starring 10 of the world's most acclaimed, provocative, and individualistic living directors. Of course, that includes David Lynch.
And one starring Helen Mirren and Joe Pesci is called Love Ranch, which just made me want to go, Love Ranch.
It's a little old place where you can go to the movies.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So... word on the big street is that, yeah, there's a new Pee Wee Herman movie coming. And you know why? Because Judd Apatow wants to make it happen.
What?
So, see, apparently Paul Reubens is collaborating with Inglourious Basterds actor and part screenwriter Paul Rust to do a new Pee Wee project for Apatow Productions. Judd Apatow would probably be producing, not necessarily directing it. It's a Universal picture. We don't know pretty much anything about it, except it would be a road picture with Pee-wee having a grand adventure. You know, like the first one? So, the first one was fantastic. The second one has its moments. Pee-wee Herman can be funny. Apatow's in it. Who the hell is Seth Rogen playing? That's all I want to know.
Somebody. Well, where did I say we were moving to just recently? I don't even remember, but now we're moving to Finland.
Oh, okay.
I had said we were moving somewhere because they had something. I don't remember. But we're moving to Finland because they have just recently become the first country in the world to make broadband internet access a legal right for all citizens. They passed legislation that came into effect on Thursday, forcing telecom operators to provide a reasonably priced broadband connection with a downstream rate of at least 1 megabit per second every permanent resident and office, the Finnish government said. Yes. I mean, you literally, if you live in Finland, if you're one of our listeners in Finland, yeah, it's a universal service obligation
right
to broadband internet.
Wow. Finland knows that people like their porn. That's outstanding. Get ready to throw out all of your AV equipment again. As it turns out, a group of consumer electronics manufacturers have finalized specifications of a new AV cable standard. It's called HD Base T. It's based on Cat 5, basically. It looks like Cat 5, which would theoretically mean overall it would cost you less to wire your home theater, but that would mean that this would have to replace it. This is supposed to move faster. It can pass all your signals. The only problem you're really going to have is when someone tries to plug that into the cable modem, unless, of course, TVs start accepting it, which just opens up a whole new possibilities of just weird, wacky crossovers of just...
It's got to cost less than $100 HDMI cable.
Absolutely. The Cat 5 cable? Come on. You can get a spool of that. I'll show you how to put your own connectors on. We just need a crimper. But then we got to throw out everything we have now. So, sure.
Not yet.
I hope not, because it took a long time to put all that together.
Well, I found this interesting study that I wanted to report on that has to do with memory. And, you know, not necessarily experimenting on the human brain, but they're experimenting on snails. Okay? Pond snails were forming memory following training, and overcrowding and reduced calcium had a blocking effect on memory. So having stress would cause them to forget. And the kind of stress is kind of funny to be a scientist, but they're repeatedly poking the snail with like a stick, and you know, it's under stress and pressure, and then it has effect on their long-term memory formation. When they were exposed to water with low calcium or anything like this, their ability to form their long-term memory was greatly reduced. So, I mean, what's the point of this? Anything that we can kind of learn about how memory forms and how to preserve memory is, you know, applicable to human beings. So it's just kind of funny. I want to be the scientist who pokes the snail with a stick.
So what'd you do today? Oh, it was a hard day at work. I had to poke sometimes 2-3 snails.
Repeatedly with a toothpick.
Oh, dear God. Researchers at Japan's Gifu University are working on, well, it's called HIRO 3, HIRO, of course, just like our Welcome to New York. It's a haptic interface that is combined with a 3D picture to create the illusion that you're touching the object on the screen. It's the first system to provide realistic sensations like the weight of an object at the user's fingertips. It's got 15 degrees of freedom in the hand and another 6 in the arm, so you could put up a picture of pretty much anything and have it mock what it is so you would know what it feels like, which is kind of like going towards holograms. And, of course, that means we have to talk about breasts. Because Professor Hiroshi Kawasaki,
of course,
explains the system with the emphasis on how it can be used to train doctors to perform breast examinations. Giggity? Sure. Here's a quote. Quote, although mammography screening is becoming more advanced, tactile examination is still necessary. Tactile examination.
Science says go grab a boob.
Well, I think that is a great, great plan, and I don't see how you could possibly go wrong. Geek Radio Daily, thank you so much for dropping by. And don't forget, this weekend, it's a perfect opportunity to go to the theater and see something other than Twilight, because you'll be able to get into it and get good seats. And please go watch The A-Team. And Take a girl and maybe touch a real boob and not have to get a program.
And if you do touch a boob and you get smacked, don't blame it on us.
Exactly. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Drop it out the podcast. Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch, it's all at geekradiodaily.com.
Hello, I'm Robert Pattinson, star of Twilight, and that other Twilight, and the Twilight movie after that. People often ask me, Robert, how do you star in such big box office hit movies without ever really registering a facial expression? Find out how I do it at the Robert Pattinson School of Acting. I'll teach you the secrets of my underwhelming acting style that drive the girls crazy. Like raising an eyebrow so slightly that you can't even tell I've raised an eyebrow. Looking blankly and staring straight ahead when I'm angry. Looking blankly and staring straight ahead when I'm sad. And my crowning achievement, looking blankly and staring straight ahead when I'm angry and sad. So learn how to act like me at the Robert Pattinson School of Acting. Can't you tell how excited I am? Seriously, I'm very excited. I've got to calm down.